Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kashana. How can I help you?
Yes, hold on, please. Just a second. Okay, what is your name, please?
This is Kashana from customer service giving you a call back. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my account for something that I did not order. I don't even know what it is, but it says Beauty Radiant Skin. And it was on 10/19/2020, and it's $89.65. And I would like that corrected, please. I have no clue where that came from. It is not something I order. I don't order stuff on the phone.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to further assist you?
56320.
I'm sorry, you said 56320?
Correct.
And your first and last name?
It is Sarah Pauser, P-A-U-S-E-R.
And what was the first name?
It's either under Sarah or Kathleen.
Okay, do you know someone named Crystal?
Why?
Ma'am?
Why?
Because that's who the account is under. What's the last four of the card that was charged?
Don't you have that information?
I do, but you have to verify it.
My card is 5987.
Yes, ma'am. The account is under Crystal Pauser.
Under what number?
I'm sorry. Her phone number?
No. Under what card?
It's under 5987, the one you just verified.
You've got to be kidding. There's nobody that uses my, can use my phone. I mean, my card. What is Beauty Radiant Skin?
Okay, ma'am, can you verify your address for me?
215 17th Avenue South, Cold Spring, Minnesota.
Yes, ma'am, the everything matches, but the account is on the Crystal Pauser.
I don't understand that because she has no access to my card at all. And she did not order. I also have another order the same day. Do you? Oh, no, wrong. I was wrong. I'm not sure how this happened because she does not even have a credit card. She does not have my cards. And we have not ordered, either one of us ordered anything.
Okay, ma'am. Did she remember order a keto cleanse and burns for $7.49 and $6.59?
Keto?
Yes, ma'am. Complex keto and cleanse for $7.49 and $6.59.
Okay. I don't know.
Ma'am?
Just a minute, we're checking.
Okay.
That was a thing that was supposed to be buy one, get one free for $6.59 thing that you buy one and you get one free. But we have not received anything like that. And that was not what she ordered.
Well, ma'am, it is showing that.
I don't know how it got on my card.
It is showing that it was delivered on October the 6th using the federal tracking number that we have.
I'm sorry, but we didn't. Okay, I got just a minute. My husband said I got a charge for $6.59, and then what, Rod? And then the other company, $7.49.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
that's
sorry,
correct.
But we didn't get no package.
Okay,
well,
ma'am.
That's what he said. I got a charge on my account for $6.59 and $7.49.
Yes, ma'am, that is
Hold
correct.
On a but we didn't order nothing for no $90.
Well, ma'am, when
we
you
haven't
signed,
gotten any of that.
Well, ma'am, when you signed up for this product, you signed up for a 14-day trial. During those 14 days, you had to give us a call back to let us know that you didn't want the product or if you wanted to cancel your account. If you did fail to do that on the 15th day, you will be billed the full amount in which you were, which is the $89.65 and the $87.43. And it does show that you received the product on the 6th.
Well, I'm telling you, I did not receive anything. We have not had a package at our door. Nobody's stopped and delivered a package. We did not have any of that. And I don't know why you would charge us for that kind of money without our knowledge.
Well, ma'am, when you signed up for this product, you agreed to our terms and conditions. And this says that I will give you all a call within those 14 days or the 15 days. I will be billed the full amount.
Where would I have seen that? I didn't get anything.
When you signed up for the product.
Again, all we did was signed up or sent the information for the free bottle, whatever it is, but we did not get anything.
Well, ma'am, what I can do, but this is showing that it was delivered to you October the 6th at 3:33 in your mailbox. But I can reship this out to you.
I don't want it. I did not order it in the first place.
I understand that, ma'am. But for one, I can't take these charges off because you signed up for the terms and agreement. And you did agree that you signed up for this trial. And this account is in someone else's name, but it's your credit card.
How did I sign up? Online or on my phone or whatever.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you asking me this?
Yes.
You had to sign up online because we don't take orders over the phone.
Okay, the fact remains, I did not get anything. and I want that taken off my account.
Well, ma'am, as I stated before, I can't take those charges off your account because the showing is delivered. Now, the only thing I can do, I can reship that product out to you.
Well, I'll just turn it over to somebody that can take care of it.
So, ma'am, are you saying you're going to dispute our charges?
Yes, I'm going to dispute your charges. I just told you. We did
okay,
not
ma'am.
Do nothing.
Okay, so would you like me to send you over
that,
to the fraud department?
Fraud department?
Yes, ma'am. Since you're saying you didn't place this order and you don't know who placed the order, but your card is used. Did anyone in your household complete this?
No, I wouldn't be standing here arguing with you. I'm sorry.
So would you like me to transfer you over to the fraud department?
Yep.
Okay, ma'am, 1 second as I transfer you over. Now, before I transfer you over, if it's shown that anyone in your home placed this order and it was delivered, then that you could be faced with not getting anything back from this account. But I'm going to transfer you over so you can talk to the fraud department more about you're not placing this order, okay?
Thank you.
And can I ask, what's your relationship to Crystal?
She's my daughter.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second.
Okay, so we gave them, he must have given the card for the 6/59 and 7.
One second.
I have it. It's just Rod. Come here a second. Do I have it? Oh, my
yeah.
Card?
Yeah, that's on your debit card.
That and then this one.
Yep.
Okay, ma'am, you're going to hear a little music, then someone will pick up for you in the fraud department, okay?
Yes, thank you.